Our gospel lesson today comes from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 14. It begins, "Don't be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. My Father's house has room to spare. If that weren't the case, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When I go to prepare a place for you, I will return and take you to be with me, so that where I am, you will be too. You know the way to the place I'm going." Thomas asked, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have really known me, you will also know the Father. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us." Jesus replied, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been with you all this time? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I have spoken to you, I don't speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me does his works. Trust me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on account of the works themselves. I assure you that whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. They will do even greater works than these because I'm going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father can be glorified in the Son. When you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it." Here ends the reading of the gospel. Let's take a moment in prayer. Gracious God, your words today are there to guide us and to show us just how important you are in our lives. May the words that we hear in the gospel proclaim, guide us out into the future realm of your kingdom and into the lives of us as disciples. In your name we pray. Amen. Over the past few years, how many times have you heard this statement? The world is on fire. Every day you turn on the news, there is something about war in Iran, how the closing of the Strait of Hormuz is affecting oil prices. We see it at the gas pump, and yet there is still a war going on between Ukraine and Russia. There are continued wars in Africa. It seems like it never stops. There was a political scientist out of the University of Chicago who wrote this statement: "We are in the midst of not a war, but a world at war." In this day and age where people are more educated, where different countries are just trying to get along, it seems to never stop. And to add to it all, we are battling a climate crisis, inflation, political polarization, mining bans being lifted. Honestly, we have a continued recipe for what I call this: troubled hearts. There are people who are anxious, there are people who are depressed, and the stress level for some is through the roof. What is going on with the world? What does the future hold? Questions like these are the same questions the disciples were wrestling with in our gospel lesson for today. Today, we're once again in John's gospel. And even though we are in the season of Eastertide, we make a jump back to before the resurrection. The story today opens with Jesus reassuring his disciples. He had just washed their feet. They just ate a meal together. He predicted that Judas would betray him. And sure enough, just a short time later, Judas disappeared into the night. He told the disciples that he would be with them just a while longer, and where he was going, they could not come. He has also mentioned that Peter was going to deny him. What a drastic change of events. What a way to make the room a bit more anxious. No wonder the group of disciples were troubled. One can feel the ground shift below their feet. And yet, through all that is happening, here is what Jesus says. Don't be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. And for some of you, when I say this verse, maybe some of you are thinking of this word, believe. But honestly, I like trust a whole lot more. Let me explain. In this moment, trust is important. Jesus is calling his disciples back to the fundamental relationship of trust. The same trust that he has been instilling in them from the time he called them to follow. But when he looked at this group, he knew that the words he was using, they weren't quite getting through. He saw how disturbed they were. He felt how upset they felt. And most of all, he knew that what he was saying was causing it all. But here's another thing Jesus knew. He knew how to take care of it. And maybe some of you are feeling the same way, suffering the same misery as the disciples, troubled hearts, fearful hearts. Maybe you are upset, disturbed. Your hearts are agitated because of what is going on in your lives and in the world. But Jesus, he knew. He knew the disciples were afraid of what was coming. They were afraid of the possibility of death. They were afraid that along with Jesus, they too were also going to have the same outcome. The disciples saw what was happening around them, how the opposition had risen against them in Jerusalem, how the Pharisees had treated them, and how they were determined to end it all by eliminating Jesus and all his followers. They knew the danger they were in, and because of that, their hearts were deeply troubled. Even though with this level of physical danger around them and the risks they were all carrying, there was still something else that helped them through it all. And that was the words Jesus was saying to them about him leaving. These two struck terror in their hearts. And in the best scenario, if they did survive, if they did escape death, they would have to go on living without him. And to that group of disciples, that was the most unbearable thing they could think of. So what does Jesus tell them? Don't be troubled. Here's one thing that I've been thinking about. What is a fear in your life that is reoccurring? What is a fear in your life that is reoccurring? What keeps you awake at night? What keeps you from living your life to the fullest? Three questions I've been pondering all week long. Today, again, Jesus says this. Don't be troubled. Don't. That is the word. It indicates that the disciples, they can do something about their problem. They hold in their hands the key to release their troubled hearts. And the choice was there. They could choose to do it, or they could choose not to. And I think Jesus is saying the same thing to us as well. You see, there is a way out of our heart difficulty. There is a way from calming the anxiety concerning both life and death. And Jesus gives us the answer. Trust in God and trust also in me. My Father's house has room to spare. And if that weren't the case, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When I go to prepare a place for you, I will return and take you to be with me so that where I am, you will be too. You know the way to the place I'm going. Here's the thing. Even though this situation isn't funny, Thomas takes Jesus quite literally, because he wants directions. He wants a roadmap to this place. Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? So Jesus responds, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What a statement, what a promise, and what words of comfort, not only for the disciples, but also for each one of us. Friends, if you haven't figured it out yet, Jesus himself is all they need. Jesus himself is all we need. There is no need for panic. There is no need to search desperately for a secret map. Jesus tells us this: if you really know me, you will also know the Father. And then Jesus continues on with these words: from now on, you know him and have seen him. But this time, it isn't Thomas who has the issue. Rather, it's Philip. And this is what Philip says: Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. From the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, this was one of his missions: to make the Father known, to reveal the who God is, and to make known what God is like. Don't you know me, Philip? After I've been with you all this time, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Friends, if we want to know who God is, we need to look no further than Jesus. All the words that he has spoken, all the beautiful, all the compassionate things he has done, these are the things that show us who God is. And these are the things that should make us feel loved. These are the things that should make us feel good. These are the things that should calm our hearts. Now, I'm not saying that our lives should be trouble-free, because we all have troubles. But these troubles shouldn't drive us into fear. And why is that? Because we should trust in Jesus. Jesus wants us to know that the only thing that should trouble our hearts is this: when we separate from him, when we won't listen to his words about preparing a place for us. And maybe you're asking yourself this: but Pastor, what do you mean by that? You see, Jesus tells his disciples something important about where he is going today. He tells them that he is going to the Father. And to the Father is more about relationship than it is place. When Jesus says that the Father's house has room to spare, it's not about geography. It's about changing one's heart. And it's continuous, because it already happened because of Jesus. And when we begin trusting in him, but it's not just that. There is also a level of future hope. Now, don't forget in this whole situation, the disciples are unsure about how to get where Jesus is going, but Jesus assures them that he is the way, that he is the path, the way. It means the way of life. Trusting in Jesus is the way that leads us to the Father. Trusting in Jesus is the way of life, which transformation happens. Trusting in Jesus changes our hearts from being troubled to being peace-filled. When we live a life with Jesus, it really isn't about destination. Rather, it is about being and becoming. And the room to spare is about Jesus himself. He is giving us all the room we need to be with him forever, in this life and in the life to come. And I believe this is where we find our hope, especially in a mixed up and crazy world where everything seems to be on fire. I also believe that this is what enables us to not only make it through it all, but to run the race victoriously, making a positive difference with our lives, because as disciples, we are asked to take Jesus' hand and go where he goes. And where do we go? We go where Jesus leads us. To those who are hurting, to those who need ministry, to those who are sick, those who are hungry, those who are thirsty. And because of that, Jesus can say, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. If you were to read on in John's chapter 14, we would see Jesus say this: I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. You know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. That is our forever place, living in Jesus. It begins now, only if we trust in him. Amen.